From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Marty Johnson reporting. President Barack Obama is in Nairobi making his first trip to the Kenyan countryside as a president. Earlier today, he addressed the Global Entrepreneurship Summit, where he announced new financial initiatives for international entrepreneurs.
Mr. Obama quickly got down to business.
Today, I am proud to announce that not only did we make our goal, we surpassed it. We secured more than $1 billion in new commitments from banks, foundations, philanthropists, all to support entrepreneurs like you.
This is the sixth Global Entrepreneurship Summit, an annual event started by Mr. Obama. More than 1,000 entrepreneurs are attending the event, many of them from Africa.
This is our first Global Entrepreneurship Summit in sub-Saharan Africa. We wanted to come here. I wanted to be here because Africa is on the move.
President Obama is spending 2 days in Kenya. He next heads to Ethiopia, where he will hold bilateral talks and meet with the leadership of the African Union. Gabe Joselo, VOA News, Nairobi.
The separatist Kurdistan Workers' Party says it now considers the three-year-long ceasefire agreement with Ankara to be officially over. That announcement just hours after Turkish warplanes struck the group's military bases in northern Iraq late Friday. The announcement was carried on the pro-PKK ANF news site and blames Ankara while accusing the Turkish government of unilaterally terminating the agreement with its latest raids. On Friday, Turkish warplanes pounded the Islamic State positions in Syria, marking a significant shift in Ankara's position on how to deal with militants in Syria and Iraq. Turkish media are also reporting a U.S. agreement for a no-fly zone over northern Syria to protect rebels seeking to overthrow President Bashar al-Assad. U.S. officials are formally denying any such agreement. And U.S. officials are also denying a report by the Wall Street Journal that the Obama administration